Hi guys, hello guys, welcome to our Orange Shuzzle podcast.
Drum rolls.
What are we drum rolling for?
Okay, hi guys, my name is Vivek Christiana, and it's been so long since we recorded.
This is the intro you use every single time of recording a podcast. You guys tend to ghost us your fans. Yes, you tend to ghost us, Christy. Yes. Continue.
So anyways, good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, good evening, wherever you are listening in the world. Because I think presently we have listeners all over the world, right?
Yeah. Yes. We could just say that, you know?
Yes, we could say that.
Yeah.
So, again, my name is Christiana, and we have, as usual, somebody's future husband.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Who told you you're a guest?
I'm feeling like a guest today, but it's fine.
Can you imagine this one?
Feeling like a guest
today. Anyways, we have Faith Etuk. He's not a guest, somebody's future husband. He's husband of Mary that we don't know, and boyfriend to Angela that we can see and know.
I don't. In case you're a female, you're listening to this and
he wants to defend himself. Disclaimer. Angela is a bicycle.
Thank you.
So you don't have to, I mean, if you're interested in Faith.
Yeah.
That's besides the point.
Yeah.
Yes, but she Angela's looking shot at us right now. But let's go.
I didn't leave my bike.
Really?
I bought that bike out of determination, you know. I said I wanted to buy a car, but then I ended up buying a bicycle. It's a process. So yeah, that's it, you know.
So yes, back to what we have for you guys today, Faith.
Faith, I should do what? Like, you have passed the ball to my court. Okay. So man, it's been a while. It's been a very long time. There's a lot of things to talk about. There's a lot of things to say. There's a lot of moments we have not shared. We have not discussed about the start come face moment. The moment we got to be speakers at an event. The moment where I hosted an event this year. The moment where Christy fell in love. Like, a lot of moments that we are yet to
talk about. Why did you have to come and put my personal life in this thing?
That means you're falling in love.
Why did you not
debunk the thing? Yeah, like, so comfortable. I was trying to see if you'd be like, which time did I fall in love? Which time?
No, that's not the point.
No, it's fine.
That's not the point. The point is, everything you said about yourself is something that everybody knows. Why did you have to bring my own personal life inside it?
So that's your personal life that is true.
Why are you saying my personal life? That's my point.
Okay.
Don't talk about my personal life.
So right now we can all see and know that
nothing is
someone
happening.
Is doing
nobody
something.
I'm not doing anything. Warn yourself.
Okay, that's how they can be so defensive. You know, that's how they are always so defensive, but it's fine. It's good. And today we want to talk about love, Shao.
I don't know why you're talking about love. I don't know what face problem
is. One day though. This year. No, let me not talk about my love life.
Please talk about your love life. You said you wanted to talk about love, so you must really have something to say.
No, I'm not talking about love this year. This year was a year of healing. I was healing right from January. I've been healing.
You guys don't want to know Faith's healing story. It's funny. What is even funny about this whole thing is the fact that he goes around telling everybody that there's a Mary. I don't know that that's the healing process.
I don't tell anybody that there's a Mary. They assume there's a Mary. I just talk about the Mary. Okay. It's like I go about telling.
You go about telling people that you have a Mary. What do you want to put? Do you guys know that? Let me just you guys though. Before we even start. At Start Confess, everybody was asking Faith. Faith, where is your Mary? Faith, where is your Mary? Faith, where is your Mary?
Mary is mother of Jesus now. What about this thing? I'm referring to the Bible Mary or something.
Everybody was asking me. They'll ask Faith, is this your Mary? They'll ask me, where is Faith Mary? I'll be like, Faith does not have any Mary, yo. He's just saying Mary. Whether the girl, but you
but
guys know that.
Why will you say I don't have any? What if I have and you don't even know?
You do not tell me that you have now.
What if I have and you don't know?
But even at Start Confess, this guy was just plainly debunking every Mary story. Anybody that
I did not. I would just be like, Mary's around, but you have not seen her.
It's a lie. And then when you guys know that there was finally a Mary that came for Start Confess? I know she might listen to this. Her name is actually Mary. But I think that, I don't know why Faith is behaving somehow, but I don't know why. That girl is just perfect for Faith.
She can't talk with that one. She can't talk with that one. Which one is that girl is just too perfect for Faith? She can't talk with that one.
So
what happened to you?
And My name is not Mary.
You know me. What happened? Please don't be. My name is not Mary. That girl is too perfect for you waiting.
So, guys, anyways, jokes are okay. I was just kidding. Well, anyways,
I'm not just kidding anything. She don't say the truth.
But anyways, Starts Confess was really it. But what we want to talk about today
is we have an episode. We'll talk about the Start Confess.
Yes,
we'll do a recap of 2023.
Yes,
and I'll dive into my personal life also.
I want to know what has happened, especially his love life. Every other part of his life is out there.
Do you think I have a love life?
The only thing that we don't know is...
Do you think I have a love life?
He does not have one. Maybe I know he does not have one.
Do you think I have a love life?
I don't think. I know. There are two different things. Me, I know that you don't have one.
Which kind of talk? Which kind of confidence is that one? What if I'm hiding it from you? What if I'm just trying to be... I'm an introvert. I'm just trying to be low-key about my love life. What is that?
Any girl that dates you will not agree to be low-key face, so stop lying.
Some girls want to be low-key.
I say any girl that dates, I did not say some girls.
Some want to be low-key. They don't want to be all out day. They don't want to be all out day.
Any girl that dates, you hear what I'm saying? I say any girl that dates, I did not say some girls or all the girls.
Some might just want to be low-key.
Have you seen anyone that want to date and they tell that they want to be low-key?
Hey, now.
You've seen?
I was one like that. I said, Loki, Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And now she does not like all those things. Mm-hmm.
So what's up? Why do you not date her since you like Loki?
I don't understand. I don't even know what I'm saying, but you know about my love life as time goes on. But I'm very much single.
It's very much single, guys.
Am I?
Faith is single, seriously. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you?
I am single, please. Talking about
Faith's love life today. But it is fine. So today we have a lot of topic we wanted to handle, to talk about. But I think let's talk about regrets. Is there any moment of your life that you have regretted, or any event, anything about your life entirely, right from when you were born to now, that you regret something about? You just regret something. Why I did not do this? Why I did not accomplish this? Or something like that. Or why your regret could just be, oh man, I did not get to date Faith, you know, Chrissy.
Please shut up. They date who? Come on. Come on yourself. Know what you're saying.
I'm sorry. My bad. Like, I was just trying to set an example.
Don't give it as an example.
Okay, my bad,
Don't give that as an example.
My bad. It's always that denial stage and all this, but it's fine. So, do you have something in this life that you have regretted? Even if it's one, even if it's more than one.
Regrets.
Like, damn, this thing. But no problem. Forge it. Do you have that moment in your life?
I'm trying to remember. But that one I told you earlier, I don't think that's a regret. It's just an eye-opener for me. But anyways, I'm not sure I have.
Which one be that one that you told me earlier? Now, the people listening, a person listening right now, I will go feel. That we had a conversation that...
We
had a conversation that they don't know about.
That they don't know about. Must they? Isn't that my boy? What?
Doesn't go do you. I'm sorry. I feel like saying... Come and say what? So you don't have any regrets.
I'm thinking. Maybe you should go first.
As you are thinking, me right now in my life, I have only one regret in my whole life. Only one regret. It's not woman related. Obviously not woman related. Yes, not woman related. But then my only regret in this life is the fact that it's like an achievement stuff though. I regretted not having a first class. That's my only regret in this life.
Why?
Because that's what I wanted to have in school. Like, I know that, like right now that I'm done with school. You get? First class is something that I would have easily had. It's something I wanted to have right from when I was done with secondary school. My mindset that time was I wanted to graduate as the overall best student in APSU that year. God, things I've been wanting to. You get, I had those goals. You understand that kind of thing? I just wanted it was first class or nothing. You get, and looking back at right now, self, I see first class as, I see school self as pay. Why person no go just fit just get first class? Why you no go just pass? Like, I don't know. I see it as something that they regret. I know a lot of activities, a lot of things that led to me not having that. Even right now, how should I even put it? I don't even know what I'll even graduate with self. That's how so trusted I am in life. That all through my university days, I don't know my CG. I'm a very unserious person. No, I'm a very serious person and very unserious. Like, I don't know how to put it, Sha. Like, I'm a very serious and very unserious. But that's the only regret I have in life, that I did not get to graduate with the first class.
Okay.
Yes. A lot of people think that I'm graduating with that. But it's only me that know my life. That, bro, it is not that. And that's like the only regret. But then, to solve that regret, because one thing about regrets can save you as, can be there for a lifetime. You just have to undo your mind, your mindset and stuff like that. Like, no, as I say, it's something that I really wanted to. Because I love success. And I always just see possibilities in stuff. Impossible, if a person talks to something, they impossible. They may like say, you know what they really talk. I just see possibilities in a lot of stuff. And right now, I said, okay, I couldn't have a first class due to this reason and this reason. And I have to know that, okay, I still want to go to school. I'll do my master's. I'll do waiting again in Medu, make PhD. I'll just go to everything in school like this. And so I'll go and prove that I am, how should I put it? I'll go and prove it that, yes, I am indeed a first class material to myself, not to somebody else, I'm not doing this as a, let me prove a point to people, let me do this as a me, because how should I put it? It's just a regret, probably. I was disappointed in myself, so I know need first class the day for masters. When I go, I be like, it's supposed to be.
I don't know.
It's supposed to be. So I'll just determine myself and say, as I go master's, I don't know which course I will go study. Well, I'll see marine, but it will be marine related. You understand? I'll go and study love, so that I'll find love or something like love and language studies. Love, language studies. And I have to go and study love, understand love better and stuff like that. But that has been like my only regret. But I did not regret the things I did. They not make me have that first class, which is a topic for another day or today. Yeah, so that is it for my own part. Ciao. The only regret I have. Because just looking back, I'm just like, man, this thing is it's easy. I'm sorry, I'm using that word easy. Some people go reaching this guy to talk easy. How? To me, it's just easy. But I'm like, why? How many marks be tests? How many marks be exams? They stem already that you're supposed to read and study for these things.
I don't like how Faith is smiling sheepishly right now, but as he's smiling, I know that a lot of you are like, why is this guy saying that this thing is easy? But if you can see his face, you feel like giving him a knock on his
head. I know, that's why I have to say sorry, Faith, but I'm saying this sincerely. I studied engineering, so I know what I'm saying. Sincerely, I know what I'm saying. By the time you want to determine your, I know what I'm saying, Shao. But it's a regret that I know I course, but then I don't regret the activities and the thing that led to that show. And woman was not part of it. So yes.
That disclaimer is adding should tell you that a woman was part of
it. It was not. Woman was not part of
for
it.
For you to be
no
you,
no.
Why are you refusing time?
No, the thing is that some people might think that it is woman distraction or woman something. It was never woman.
Don't repeat it.
Even though through my university, I've been no good woman in my life. So
Hey!
I know.
Should I open your bumper mouth?
I know of girlfriend.
Should I open your secret?
I know of girlfriend. Which
I
one
did not say
secret?
You have secret, but should I open your secret?
I know of woman in my life. Should what I are you even talking about? Talk about your honesty. Okay, you were thinking about something.
Should I talk? Should
you were thinking you about something. What thing be should you talk with it?
You don't have
like,
woman.
I had guys, my guys in my life. Hell. All to that period, which one be woman?
Guys, you guys need to know that Faith was a relationship counselor for people.
I was not.
You was doing if you talk any lie now.
Counselor, probably that was towards my ending this thing.
Faith was a relationship counselor for somebody that he was in love with.
I don't understand. How can I do relationship counselor for someone I was in love with? How?
Denying this thing is paining me.
Who is the person? What do you know? Who do you know?
Okay, let me me keep quiet. Anyways, it's not my story to tell.
Yes.
But what I know is faith is still up to today. So if you, maybe if your boyfriend broke up with you and you need somebody to talk to, maybe to console you, to hear your sob story, to help you get better, faith is the guy. I can call his number now for you so that you can even.
But that's.
You can.
I think I have a calling day, Shao.
So guys, faith number is 0812 345.
Like, you don't know my number. My number is the simplest number someone's supposed to name.
That's like, his faith number, guys. So you can call him even if you're a guy and you have a sob story. Maybe your girlfriend broke up with you. You're the one that broke up with your girlfriend. Faith is really good in that aspect. That is one of the reasons why he did not finish with the first class, because he was in relationship.
It was not. Which kind of relationship were two?
Faith was in relationship counselor for people. And then the first part is that one of the people was in relationship counselor for. He was in love with the girl, but he said it's a lie. So let me not talk about
the
that.
Relationship person where I do.
So guys,
I'm mixing up story.
Something I regret. I've actually been thinking of the things that I regret. But I do know that there were a lot of things that I have done in this life that I wish I had not done.
We don't see that as a regret.
I'm not sure I see it as a regret, honestly, because yeah. I mean, when you say you regret something, it means that if you could go back in time and change. I knew that since that if I could go back in time to change, I would change, but I've just learned to.
That's true. Probably that question would have been in another way also.
Because you still
ask that one. Is there something you can go back in time and change?
When you say regret, I'm not sure I have anything that when I think about, I'm like.
It's just that stuff that.
I'm like, I don't regret
the action.
Do I regret taking this decision? I'm not sure I have anything like that I can say, okay, I can pinpoint like and say, okay, I regret taking the decision. The thing I can say that I wish I had been doing earlier or known earlier.
Yes, that is that, I wanted to ask that question also
is,
later.
Okay, continue. One thing I know that I would have done earlier or known earlier is understanding that life is one day at a time. Like, it took me so long to get to the point where I have come to life, being at peace.
Life is one day at a time.
Yes, I have.
Just like, so you don't drop quotes.
No,
it's fine.
No, like, I mean, like, I used to be the kind of person that used to be anxious about tomorrow.
Yeah.
What will tomorrow be? What will next tomorrow be? All of those things, all of those stuff. But I've learned with time that it's supposed to be.
Life is one day at a time.
Like, as it comes, the things you cannot handle. You don't even try to stress. The ones you can handle, you handle them. I think that's one thing I've learned. I wish I had known earlier. Then another thing would be that if I could go back to change something, it would be my character in secondary school. I'd have been a better person in secondary school. But right now, I don't. Yes, if I could go back in time to change anything, it would have been me being a better person in secondary
school. How? Better person is so wide and so break it down.
Well, for one, I would have been a less angry person. I used to be a very angry person.
You used to?
A very angry person. No, like, when I mean angry, like, you cannot talk to me without me flaring up at you.
Okay.
Even to the simplest.
I'm trying to imagine that you that time because
If you say anything,
that's why I'm trying. You see, we are still having evidence of this character.
I'm not having any evidence. I'm just telling you that if you say anything, warn yourself. My point is, that's one thing. I used to be even to my parents, my mom used to say that my mom used to say that. Okay, yeah. I used to be the kind of person that would prefer not to have anybody around me, like.
Yeah.
Like, not have anybody around me, be by myself, not talk to anybody. I could.
Yeah, continue.
I could, like, literally just want to stay on my own the whole of the day, right? So.
And just put stuff in your head. You don't want to share it to somebody.
Exactly. I used to be that kind of person. Then another thing would be. Making as much friends as I would have when I was younger. I don't really, it's not a regret per se.
It's something you would have loved to have done.
Yes, made a lot of friends in the short period I had because my parents used to be transferred every 4 years at that time. So I always got tired. Like, you come here, you make friends, then 4 years you are going to a new place, you are going to start the entire process again. I wish I had made all those friends. That's all the friends I could have made. I mean,
there's one thing about making friends and keeping up with them. If it does make difference.
No, I know, like, there are a lot of them that I know that even if I don't keep up with them regularly,
like me,
if
you know
I see
keep
this
up,
person,
like me, you know they keep
why
up
will
with
I
me?
Keep up with you? Like, if
you are supposed to hear from me every single day. You're supposed to. A day should not pass you without hearing from Faith.
I'm not Angela. Neither am I Mary. Leave me alone.
Why are you doing like.
Anyways, my point is, if I had been a more. I don't know. Maybe because I was young. I really did not see the point. But coming now to think about it, I could have been more intentional about making friends in that regard. But I don't think that I have regrets, honestly. I'm not sure I have like
with that friendship stuff when I was younger. I didn't like in church, my friend like this now my sister, my siblings, sincerely speaking. So it would be as if these people are not so sharp, kind of church finish, like you don't come out, enter car. Me and my sister, we are just for church, we go just they eye ourselves, we go just they understand. So anytime if they share food for church, we know just know that we don't go chop. Because the eye herself, all of us would just cooperate and stuff like. So my sister was just, in fact, my younger sister was my best friend back then. She used to be my best friend, not until life happened. Life happened in the sense that I come go university, she come go university. When it is a holiday, me I'm in school. When I'm back, she's not around. You get that kind of stuff. So the whole bonding that we used to have together in secondary school, stuff like that, no come day again. And then towards when she was almost done with school, university, she come there closer with, to my elder sister. I'm like, damn, I've got today, don't carry my best friend. So I was just there. And I don't get that. All this is just part of it. Was just me being me, Sha. So you say you were always angry. Oh, wow. What really changed, though?
I think it was, after I finished secondary school. So I started being by myself a whole lot. Because, I mean, after secondary school, I was planning to enter university at that time. And that was in 2016.
Yeah.
So I really, really was just by myself. My mom did not fancy that attitude. So she got me a job.
Aww.
So I think that was the first time I got to relate to people that were way older than I was. Because I think I was the youngest person. I was working as a receptionist at that time. So I was, the pay was very good. I was paid 30K every month. I think it was around 20-something 30K. So the pay was really good. So I got to interact with people that were way older than me. Then I realized that you need to calm down. Because when you see people that are older than you, being all nice, being all good, it just puts you in that perspective of, okay, what is all this attitude for, you get? So that was one of the things. And then I had this very, very bad heartbreak at that time too. That was around October of that same year.
Okay.
So I think after that whole thing, I sat down and thought about my life.
Sorry for the laugh.
I thought about my life so much that I realized that I needed to grow up.
Yeah.
No, not grow up in the sense of okay, move on per se. Yeah. Because I did not move on, to be very honest. I did not move on till after 2 years. But I grew up in.
You did not move on?
I did not.
They love the breakup.
I did not move on.
Okay.
I did not move on from it. But I knew that I had to. Every time I was sad, I think it was because I went from angry to sad to healing. I think that's what happened. So I went from being very, very angry, from being this angry person, to being this very sad person because of the whole.
And that sadness will bring quiet. You just have to be quiet.
Yes.
You get.
So that period, everybody was
that
like,
quietness
what happened to you?
Can spark anger again.
Everybody was like, what happened to you? What's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing is.
So key point. If so, you know you have anger issue,
just go and break
experience
up.
Experience the breakup. There you go. Bring my game card. I'm keeping you or something.
That's, I don't know what type of rubbish advice you just gave him.
That's the truth now. Sincerely speaking. That's it. You have to.
So like I told you guys earlier, Faith is the relationship counselor. So this is one.
Yes.
This is the tip of the iceberg. If you need.
Some breakup brings clarity to your life.
So anyway, I went from sad anger to being sad. I don't know if the person might listen to this and I don't know, but I went from anger to sadness, from sadness to just becoming calm-headed. And at some point I just realized that okay, even if I had not moved on per se, even if I had not moved on per se from this person, it did not have to affect every area of my life. So it got to the point that some months back, this same person texted me and was like, this is not the person I used to know. What happened?
Months back of that time?
No.
Months back of recently.
I was like, this is not the person I used to know. And I'm like, did you want me to remain that way? Because that me would have
Calm down. Since 2016.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to go inside the deep, but it's fine. It's cool. It's nice.
So,
it's sweet.
So then that was what happened. So the whole of, from that January 2017, I think that was around the period I got admission. That was the period I got admission. I got admission in February. I came to school 2017, 14th of February 2017. That's when I resumed in uni. So I think that whole period just took me time to, from October, November, December, and that January, I was able to like put my head in sort of some order.
And that kind of time, you know, we won't hear anything from man, any tracking, you are not even there. Like,
I say
attitude, you just get your attitude and like, what did I do anything wrong? I just ask for your name.
So I think that was the whole process that I had to like go through.
That helped that whole I don't know. I just feel like you should experience one more.
Please, I think that when it comes to heartbreaks, I've experienced a lot, and I don't mean like in relationship. I've experienced friendship heartbreaks. Like, I think that friendship heartbreaks are actually the worst kind of heartbreaks than relationship heartbreaks. Imagine being friends with somebody for 10 years, 11 years, 12 years, and then somehow you guys just stop talking to yourselves.
How does it just happen like that?
That's my point. The same way breakups happen, that okay, something happened and then people just stop talking, the same way. That kind, I'm just giving an instance. Yeah. Imagine, I think that friendship heartbreaks are...
Friendship heartbreak hits harder.
That's my point.
I'm talking from experience. It hits so hard. Like, bro, I've not been in a relationship before, but I've lost, oh, damn it, man. Friendship, that you go hit, you go one day strong. You go those day one day strong, but oh, damn it, man. We just cry internally. We just say they shake your head, they shake, oh, shit, man. It hurts.
No, it does.
Sincerely, but it's fine.
But anyways, I think that...
It's all part of, like me, I don't see all those other stuff. Like, I don't see that as a regret stuff. Or let's say,
I don't think that
there are some things people doing while they're in love. Or while doing friendship. And after the end of the friendship, they know they depend, they regret. I regret doing this for the person. I'm like, whatever I did it. It was me doing it.
I did my full chest.
Yes, I knew what I was doing. It was me being vulnerable. It was me loving for real. You get? So I don't want to say, even with the other thing I said I regretted, it was me doing the action. The things I did that period was what I love. It was love that led to that. Even if they are for those talks that they go back to school again, once you go through that, I will still go through that process. Because that is what has brought me here. You know, that's what brought me to, you know, some brought me and you together, you understand? You never can tell what the future holds. You know, that's what brought us here. So I don't really, apart from that, I don't really see anything I regret. I don't regret. Even some weeks ago that where I've been chancing people, I don't regret the action. Because I really wanted to chance those people. They were with gone. But then I had to chance them. They embarrassed me. I was like, no, you cannot embarrass me. I'm go scot-free. I took risks. Let me share the story, Sha. So we had a meeting like with Christy. You know, I met her in our former school. What did they call that thing? Alma Mater. Alma Mater. I might talk like person who go school. I met her at her Alma Mater.
Who?
You now.
Which Alma Mater?
You don't know what Alma Mater means.
Who's Alma Mater?
Your own now.
Oh, okay.
Don't stress me. So I met that day And from there, after that, we had to attend church. I just had to, you know, I love God so much, and you know, I have calling. I had to attend church, and it was amazing. So it was late. So as I go back, it was around 8 something. So I was with Angela, my bike. Yes, Angela, my bike. Bicycle. Uh-huh. So from Pem site to, for those of us in New York, Nigeria, Akwa Ibom State, uh-huh, the distance is very extremely far. And rain started falling. Rain wanted to fall. In fact, rain fell. Now, so we move. And as I move, yeah, me and Angela, to Plaza. And then the next thing, people come, they tap my back, come, they boop, 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 stop, one stop. I was listening to music. My phone was on, but I was just listening to music, child, on earpiece. Yeah, with my earpiece. At least I wouldn't mean do my feel right fast and stuff like that. And this was started harassing me. Next thing, I call earpiece. Them, but why you listen to this thing for real? Wait, they beat this thing and drag earpiece, come out, cut you. They're mad. You know, see, police, they call you. And like, what they, I don't understand. It was that for middle of road. They are stopping me, embarrassing me for what? I was scammed face because first of all, the child waiting they happen. Who are you? Wow, waiting. Then cut that year, they come. I just be like, man, I just follow through. Because the way they embarrass me, being like they wanted, like I don't daily list of wanted people where they pursue me. Because these people are literally running, they've been pursue me. Sincerely speaking. That's why I come on my back. I come on, what was inside? It was sticker, podcast sticker that I was with. What again was inside was book, church book. And then so yeah, member of this church. I never answer them. They checked my bag again. Nothing. They not say anything again. No, nothing. They checked my pocket. Nothing. On top of bicycle that I was. Oh. Next thing they left. And that minibus that they were inside. I was like, what the hell? Are you people kidding me? No form of sorry. You're embarrassing me like that. No form of nothing. Da. I turn. Enter my turn. Go to the door post. They were more than. They were like serving inside that minibus. Bah, I challenge these people. Are you people? How can you people embarrass your citizens that you're supposed to be protecting? Eh? These people with gun, those big guns, where they shoot you, don't die instantly. I challenge them. How can you people do this to somebody? Eh? So who go buy my earpiece? Who go buy? Who go? Their boss that was in the front of the minibus wind up because they take me enter them. They knew that they messed up, sincerely speaking. I challenge these people. When I give me money, I go buy which kind of thing? Be like, how now I will do something? Which kind of thing? I challenge these people. The next moment, they never know when I close. That didn't come out for a car, won't pursue me. If they even catch me, that probably I've got still the police station right now. Or because my phone was slow, I don't know how I've charged my phone. Probably I would have been in the book. I forgot my power bank that day. Probably I would have been in the police station, but I did not regret the action. I had to let them know it. That it's not good to do somewhere like this. Now, even when I will ask this girl out, even if she says no, I will not regret asking her out. I don't know that I took that opportunity of saying my mind, you know, which I will not, but in my mind. So that's it. That's it. Is there anything you regret? You don't regret
dating me? I'm not sure I do regret anything.
Don't regret loving me earlier?
No!
Why are you so no? Why are you so? They'll still break your heart, you know. Whatsoever it's me, you need to choose over whatsoever you're with. Top, you know.
That's your business.
I'm always here for you.
Do you know that this thing is still recording?
We still recording. I have to let them know that my emotion and passion for you. Mm. Passion of Christ, the movie. So guys, that is that about that. And this year, go about this year. Is there any form of? There are things you wanted to achieve that you could not achieve, or is there anything like that this year? Did you want to get married this year?
No.
Okay.
That I did not achieve. I think that my main goal this year was to finish from school. That was like the main one, and I finished. I'm done finally. Every other thing was basically it came along as. The year went by, so every other thing that happened came as the year went by. They were not like really what I envisioned were going to happen at the beginning, right? So most of the wins, most of the losses, all of those things just came as the year went by. But my major goal this year was to finish with, be done with school, which
people are hugging there, so yeah, let's look at love. I don't have anything this year. Because me like this, I don't really get that kind core. very massive big goal for the year, whatsoever. I came in this year as a... I just wanted to just leave. I don't even know. I wanted to just leave. The year started in a very, very chaotic way. Like, it was a form of heartbreak, losing a friend. Like, it was started with heartbreak. Started with exams, facing an exam that started with difficulty. This year was just so somehow. You get so just that I couldn't even pin down some kind of things. And then part of it was that, oh, this year I just want to finish school. I don't want to rest. But along the line, in my healing process, in my process of trying to get back to my feet, I started, okay, but I could do this. Some kinds of things I didn't even plan happened to my life. Even having Angela in my life, I didn't plan it, but Angela just came into my life and she has been a very major part of my life these few months, which I really appreciate, you know. A lot really just came in events. I didn't even really plan hosting an event that beginning time, but then much later, it came and it happened. I didn't even plan speaking in an event, it happened. A lot of other many wins that I can't even recall, sincerely speaking. I would just have to sit down one day, and it is now next year, this year, I would just sit down, go through my Facebook. That's where I tend to see some of my wins, because I use my Facebook or social media as a way of documenting stuff, because I forget something too much. This year, I went to you. Now this year, I go Unilab. Now this, Uniport, yes. Uniport, I thought I would find love there. I would not. But I went. And you know, this year, I thought I would get very, very close with Christy, but like love born and stuff like, but it did not happen. But then we still move on. We see how next year can be better. And and that is it.
Yes. So guys, I don't know if my last words would be that
the last
if there
words.
Anything that you have as regrets, I think that you should just see them as platforms for learning and pick a lesson from it and move on. Because sometimes we tend to
We are in an open field. I just saw someone that looks like as if she's fine. I don't really know.
We tend to wallow in our regrets and forget to see like what is around us.
Yes.
What the present is holding for us and all of that. And then we just stay in the regret. Oh, I regret not doing this. I regret not being here. I regret this. I regret that. That we cannot even be thankful and show gratitude for where we are at the moment. So, in spite of your regrets, or things that you wish you could have done, or things that you did that you don't wish you had not done, all of those things, right, just see them as stepping stones, as things that you can learn from, as mistakes you've made, and even though you cannot correct them, they've sort of shown you that, okay, next time I shouldn't do this, I should do this other one. You get, so yeah, that's all I have to say. I don't know what Faith has been telling you guys about falling in love with me. Please debunk every of such rumor. It is false. I beg
you. It's a prank.
It's a prank.
It's a prank. Fall in love next year. Or the year after.
Please fall in love and allow me be.
I will allow you be. I don't allow you be already since. Think that I don't give up on you, loving you. Well, face God. So the truth is this. Something that you might say as regret might just be God's plan, basically. But then you might just go about beating yourself. But God knows why. He had to take that route,
route.
Yeah, I wanted to correct me. I knew it, but I just wanted to feel like you're part of me. And yeah, so God knows why. So at times a lot happened. I'm like, man, do I regret this? No. Did this whole process help me to discovering myself in this part? I'm like, yes. Did it also help someone else? I'm like, yes. Because some kind of things don't happen to me. I'm like, last people don't benefit, because I'm like, I'm still here. Me being here, I serve this person. This person who I just meet now. If I say I'm not still there, you know, for meet me. And in life, not for a day like this, for this kind, this thing. So it helps. I feel like continue. I want to still talk. This podcast started in a very, very chaotic way. Dive into love and all. So guys, goodbye. I'll miss you.
Bye, guys.
I love you.
We want to ask for your indulgence, or crave your indulgence.
Okay, continue English.
Crave your indulgence.
Too much English.
So kindly, if you have any questions that you want us to answer, you can send it to you can put it out. You can send a message to our Orange Hustle or myself, Dear Christiana, on all platforms, or Faith Etu on all platforms, right? Yes. You can send us a message. If you have a question you want us to answer, we are going to be having a question and answer session very soon.
Yes.
Where we'll be answering all questions from our listeners, people that have questions generally. Although we are going to be putting out a post on that, but
even if it's a personal question, I want to know about a lot of things about my life, I'll share it. Come on, I'll tell you. I'll tell you, broke my heart. I'll tell you how many people have I been. If I have fallen in love before, I'll tell you their name.
So guys, please ask us your questions. Please put out your questions. We are hoping to see them. Till next time, I still remain with a Christiana.
And I am Fetetic, someone's future husband, you know? The most serious and serious somebody. And bye, take care. If you're a lady that is listening up to this point, I love you. If you're a guy, goodbye.